views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, I'd like to wish all of you listeners a happy spring equinox, wherever you are, in whatever corner of the world. Now, the spring equinox is a time of rebirth. We see it in Mother Nature as she refreshes herself with buds on the trees and beautiful flowers. And there seems to be a freshness in the air. I'd like to take this freshness as a of new opportunities and new connections to be born into our lives in order for us to refresh our lives. Now, we are going to be continuing today with March's theme. Now, if you are a regular listener, you know, in January, we spoke about fresh starts and new beginnings being the first month of 2017. And then we went into our month of love and forgiveness, which was February. And this month of March is March's theme is manifestation and miracles. So what I'd like to, with this being the month of manifestation and miracles, the Posse of Angels wanted to speak about the topic, which is entitled The Miracle of Angels of Faith. Now, Angels of Faith was and is the first book that the angels channeled to me. The Posse of Angels wants us to consider the question, what is a miracle? And why couldn't miracles be a daily occurrence? Now, the dictionary definition of a miracle is that it is a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws. And it's therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. When this supernatural intervention occurs in a human being's life, well, it is so life-altering that for those whose lives have been touched by this divine intervention, we are truly never the same again. Now, one of the greatest miracles that ever happened for me was in the area of writing my books. And it came about because of a message from a tiny little bird. And you know, listeners, if I was not open and clear enough in my heart to hear God speaking to me through this little bird, I would not have received such an enormous gift and blessing in my life. After my angelic walking experience in 2003, and just by the way, if you would like to find out more about my angelic walk-in experience, my autobiography, which is entitled I Am an Angelic Walk-in, can be purchased on my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. But after my walk-in experience and having reconnected to my divine eternal nature, I was then able to see, to hear, and communicate with my angelic family, who call themselves the Posse of Angels. With this angelic connection, I then became an open channel to bring forth information from God and the angels. It didn't matter what time of day it was, didn't matter the circumstances, as whenever I sat down to write, messages would channel through me with ease and grace. So on one morning, I was surprised as my eyes popped open at 5:30 a.m. Now, this was very unusual, as getting up early for me is usually around 7 a.m. There is no 5:30 in the morning for me. I tried to go back to sleep, but I felt this overwhelming urgency to get up and write. So I turned on my computer, fixed myself a cup of tea, and decided that I would continue bringing forth my third book that I was turning into a workshop, and I was working on that. You know, as I put my hands on the keys, nothing came forth. I was perplexed, and I took a couple of deep breaths, I repositioned my hands, and still nothing happened. Now, this was very odd, as every other time, I wrote with total uninterrupted ease. And all of a sudden, the sound of a shrieking bird split the morning silence. The energy behind the bird's shrieking was one of urgency and desperation. As I listened, I began to receive a series of tingles and shocks that went up and down my body. I immediately knew that this was no ordinary bird, and that I needed to stop what I was doing and to go and investigate. Well, the noise drove me to our bathroom window, and when I looked out, I saw that a tiny bird had built its nest in our disused clothesline, which was right outside of the window, and the bird was sitting on the nest. When that tiny bird saw me, it locked eyes with me, and it began to chirp up a storm as he threw his head from side to side. Well, he hardly drew breath, as he seemed possessed to tell me something very important. And after about 5 minutes, the bird completely stopped. He tilted his head to one side and just stared at me. I thought, what an odd experience. And I was glad for the renewed quiet, so that I could go back and concentrate on my writing. You know, when I sat down and I repositioned my fingers on the keyboard, I began to type out a very new, different story to the one I had previously been working on. After about 30 minutes of writing, my fingers came to a halt. And as I read this enchanting, beautiful story for the first time, tears ran down my cheeks. The little bird wanted me to write my book, Angels of Faith, to help others to reconnect to their own divine eternal natures, to remember just how special each one of us is, and to remind us all where we come from and the glorious journey back to our one true home that we all get to take. You know, listeners, since launching this enchanting book in 2010, it has been a magnet for people to connect with me and the work that I do. The channeled message and angelic tone in the book touches people's hearts, And no matter where they are in the world, many of the readers seem to be experiencing the same magic. Now, for instance, shortly after launching this lovely book, I heard from a client in Australia who had ordered it. She told me that she loved the story and that when she first read it, something strange had happened. She said that when she got three-quarters through the book, her eyes started to well up with tears, and she began to remember something that she had forgotten long ago. I replied to her. I said, "What a beautiful response to my book," and I asked her if I could use her statement in a testimonial. Well, listeners, it was 4 days later, and I heard from a client in Santa Barbara, California, and where I used to hold meditation nights. And this gentleman had ordered 4 books for both family and friends. He congratulated me on this beautiful book and said he had to tell me of his strange experience. He said that when he read the story, he got 3/4 of the way through the book when his eyes started to well up with tears and he remembered something that he had forgotten long ago. I was incredulous as he spoke almost the exact same words that the client in Australia had uttered just days before. And it was 1 week later that I heard from a gentleman in Virginia who worked at an old age home, and he had bought several copies of the book for the residents to read. Thanking me for writing such a lovely story, he said that with so many residents being terminally ill and many of them crossing over, that the book gave them, not only them, but gave their loved ones hope in the knowledge that we are divine and we are eternal and we live on. He then added that he had a rather peculiar experience when he read the book. He told me that he got halfway through the book when he felt his eyes misting over with tears and he remembered who he was and felt an overwhelming peace within like he had never experienced before. So in 1 week, from Australia to California to Virginia, and since then, many others in different parts of the world with different people around the globe were experiencing a reconnection to their divine eternal nature and our true heavenly home. You know, Angels of Faith and its message that death is not the end has touched others and my life so deeply that I cannot even fathom what would have happened if I had just plowed forth on my agenda of writing and I had not taken the time to truly listen to the voice of God speaking to me through this little bird. Now, the funny thing about all of this is that the Posse of Angels is saying that these types of miracles are continuously happening all around us, and they're just waiting for us to be still enough to allow them to come in and to affect our lives. But most people are so busy pushing and controlling life and focusing on their agenda, on what they see as the important things or the big things to happen, that they really do not tune into how God wants us to bring forth and bless us with absolute gems of messages along our life's path. You know, most people miss out on the miracles of life because they are seemingly small and insignificant, just like the little bird. And outwardly, they really do look like a diversion that is taking us off the path of fulfilling whatever agenda we have set for ourselves. But you know, listeners, the funny thing about life is that the more we can let go of our limited plan and give our schedule over to God's agenda, then things will always work out, not only in the most miraculous ways, but our lives will flow with more ease and grace. The posse of angels is chiming in, and they're saying that, you know, humans are under the misguided impression that life works in straight lines. You know, if I would have completely ignored the little bird and not allowed for any disruptions, stubbornly pursuing the writing of my third book and turning it into a workshop, then the miracle of angels of faith would not have occurred. The miracle of how angels of faith entered my life has taught me that each time that I am urged to stop and reflect and take time to receive and allow life to give to me, even if it's off that path that I have painstakingly scheduled, even if it looks seemingly insignificant, I know that God is showing me the way to my next miracle. Now, to help us fathom just how unique and special each one of us is, and how each of us is actually a miracle, I'd like to recite the poem that is at the beginning of Angels of Faith. Now, this poem, which I call the Angel Poem, was written by a very talented poet, and his name is Leonard Milgram, and I was very clever as I chose him to be my father. The poem goes like this. An angel once drew near to me and said in heavenly voice, I will give you but one wish. Pray, what will be your choice? I said, my godly messenger, I've traveled far and wide. I've had the best of teachers. You see, I'm not untried. And if I must but make one wish, my mind is clear and free. For rather than own all the world, let me but myself be. You know, listeners, he wrote that poem at the tender age of 11 because he was wise enough to know that God was using him as an instrument to channel inspirational, motivating poetry filled with hope, faith, and love. And he continued the rest of his life channeling the most wonderful metaphysical and poetry about nature, about love, faith, about family, and most of all, about God. Now, the posse of angels wishes to share with us once again, so that we get that each of us is a miracle. If we could just stop for a moment and put all of our focus on this, and we give our lives the chance to reflect this miraculous wonder. You know, in a previous radio program, the topic, you cannot fail. And after bringing forth the channeled messages, I said, and now that the posse of angels have assured us that we cannot fail, let's go to our callers and ask them the question, what are you succeeding at? If we're failing, then we are certainly succeeding. In each case, pose that question. The calls were hesitant, coming up with an answer as to what they were succeeding at, with actually one caller saying that he was succeeding at nothing. His response took me aback, and after a moment's pause, I replied, oh, look at your answer. In every moment, body is succeeding by keeping you breathing. It's succeeding by circulating your blood throughout your body. Your heart succeeds by beating every second. Your body is succeeding by miraculously regenerating new cells. Your spirit is succeeding because in any given moment, you've been given will. And as such, you are pure potential to use that will to better whatever is seemingly not giving you fulfillment in the present moment. When I asked this caller, what did he think should have been happening by now? Been given some direction and purpose in life, that he has not been able to manifest anything in the past 2 years. Well, the Apostle Angels wishes to remind us that when there is seemingly nothing that we feel that we are succeeding at, it merely means that our attention is focused on an attachment and an expectation on what we think should be happening. Tension creates a future. You know, when we do this, we abandon the child within, we stop having fun, we stop playing, and we look elsewhere for something that we are wanting to manifest that will make us feel better than our present moment. But the fallacy within this is that there only ever is the present moment. And you know, if we do not choose happiness, fulfillment, and contentment right now, it will not magically appear at any other time in our reality, no matter what happens and no matter what we attain or obtain. But the Posse of Angels is reminding us that miracles do not happen in the future, and they do not happen because we wish for them to manifest. The fuel behind those miracles is the hand of God in the undefinable, the unexplainable, the infinitely seemingly impossible circumstances brought together at just the right moment for all the far-flung puzzle pieces scattered all over the universe to come together and produce something so synchronistic that it is unfathomable for us to believe. And that is something that can only happen when we let go of and surrender our restriction and attachment and expectation as to what needs to happen or what should happen. You know, once we open ourselves to shedding all of our restrictions, we open to receive in absolutely limitless ways. Now, the Posse of Angels are reminding us, reminded this caller and all of us to never think that we are not succeeding, no matter what has manifested in our reality, as we are a reflection of God's source, and as such, by just being in our enlightened conscious state, our energies are either directly or indirectly nurturing the planet and lifting all other energies in ways that we can't possibly ever imagine. Now, after these insights and messages, I then posed the same question to this caller, and I said, now I'm going to ask you again after you've received these messages, what are you succeeding at? And this time, he quickly answered, I am succeeding at being positive. Well, you know, his words did bring tears to my eyes because he is succeeding at having hope. And with hope in our hearts, truly, anything is possible. And what I've learned from my beautiful book, Angels of Faith, is that this universal message that we do not die, that we are divine and eternal. Everyone knows this, whether their hearts are open to remember this or not, is another thing. But I do know from all the emails, the phone calls, the beautiful comments that I've gotten on social media, is that there is something about angels of faith written with the angelic codes of light, written with the intention of pure, unconditional love, that it touches people's hearts and it opens them up to quote a little line from the book, it helps them not to be so afraid of the dark. And once they do experience this book, they realize how miraculous each and every one of us is and how divine we all are. So once again, if you would like to purchase a copy of this amazing, miraculous channeled book, please go to my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. There you'll not only find Angels of Faith, but you'll also find my other channeled book, which is One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And this one, just a little bit about that book, it speaks about my five most important past lives. And the reason they were the most important is because they, in those lives, I grew the most spiritually. I learned those lessons. And then when I crossed over from each one of those lives, then I retell and I share that beautiful journey that I went on of a reconnection to our one true home in heaven, and what I did in the afterlife before I came back to choose another incarnation. Now, many people think that, you know, we just come back time and time again, but nobody forces us to come back into physical incarnation. It is a choice. And the book has this wonderful arc of going from physical incarnations to the afterlife when I choose another era, another circumstances, other genders, and I come back in again, and the lessons that I learn. So, and you'll also find on my website, I am an angelic walk-in, which is my autobiography. Everyone, you are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on my Angel Healing House radio program on its fairly new home. I've only been on Transformation Talk Radio for the past almost 3 months now. And we can be heard, the Posse of Angels and I can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to take a little break now. When we come back from this break, we'll be taking calls from listeners who would like to receive that mini angel reading and heaven sent messages from myself and the Posse of Angels. So I'll speak to you after the break.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Listeners, you are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we're speaking about the miracle of Angels of Faith as we are continuing March's theme of manifestations and miracles. So let's see what miracles we have on the line with our callers. Our first caller is Stephanie from New York. Stephanie, the miracle, are you there?
Hi, yes, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I love your story about the bird, by the way.
Oh, it was that bird.
I
was going to just mm-hmm. jump in here. I forgot to tell everyone, all you ornithologists out there, you bird watchers. This was in Australia, and it was a tiny little bird, and the name of the bird is Willy Wagtails, if you want to look it up. And they're called wagtails because their little feathers on their behind, they fan out and they wiggle them back and forth. So it's wagtail, Willy Wagtails. There you go.
That is so sweet. Thank you. And it's funny, So I started I took the advice of the Posse of Angels, and I signed up for the integrative nutrition course. And it already started, and it's been pretty exciting. And the money came through in terms of a credit card. I applied for a scholarship, which I'm hoping I'll get. I don't know if I will, but at least that came. And I was just doing my homework last night, and Synchronicities was in it. So I thought that was interesting that you were talking about it.
Oh, that's lovely.
And I'm loving. Yeah, so it was just like last night to today. It hasn't even been 24 hours. But I'm not sure. I love the program, I think, but I'm not sure. I signed up for the accelerated course, which is 7 months instead of 12. Uh-huh. And I don't know, I was wondering, that was, sort of a quick question is I was wondering if, they liked that or if they think I should slow it down or maybe go deeper. And, I still haven't had any progress about any kind of move or anything kind of working out in that direction. And I was thinking about what they said last week about telling people. So I feel like I've been telling people, but nothing's happened.
Yet.
I don't know if there was someone else in particular that they would like me to tell or something.
Well, and that's why they said nothing has happened yet in that department.
I didn't hear you. I thought you said, okay.
Yeah, nothing has happened.
So
nothing
don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. All we can concern ourselves with what's in front of us. And a lot of times when something that we've been wishing for and then we action, we quickly go on to something else that is seemingly not working in our lives instead of bathing and sort of radiating in the fact that you're loving this integrative nutrition course. Now, the fulfillment of our desires comes in abundantly when we feel abundant in what is currently happening in our life. So they like the accelerated. They think that's a very good idea of yours. And they said that that other things will come as a result of this this integrative nutritional course. So stay in the present moment, have fun with it, play, and don't take your eye off the ball. I guess that's what they're saying. And the ball is only in the present moment. And say, so many times people say, well, how can you remain optimistic and positive all the time? We as human beings, because we have an ego, can't do that. Not all the time. Mm-hmm. People say, oh, you're always so jolly. You're always so happy. I've had my moments as well, but I don't dwell in it. If I think, oh, gosh, I'm getting all these clients that are getting all these signs and things and nothing is seemingly happening. They say, nothing has happened yet. So if you put your emphasis on what has happened on this wonderful course and play in that, and they'll take care of the rest. They'll take care of the rest. They really do like this course for you. And they're saying it's going to bring about other wonderful things. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. One quick shuffle. Okay. There we go. Well, there we go, the Seven of Wands. Okay, what the Posse of Angels are saying about this card is this is the rising, not that there ever is any competition, but it's rising above the competition. This is you feeling more empowered. You're feeling like you have more purpose, you have more direction. It's like you're on your path again.
Exactly how I've been feeling, actually, ever since I made the decision to do it after I spoke with you probably a month ago. And other people noticed that too. So thank you, by the way, I've been meaning to tell you that.
Okay, wonderful. So that's true confirmation about that. I always like to look at the seven as doing God's work, as being in alignment with what you and God are co-creating. And that's why it feels so good when we're on this path. Now, wonderful, Stephanie, you've got the Three of Wands coming in next, which is your ships coming in. So, but the ships are off on the horizon. You, just like the Seven of Wands here, have risen above whatever was, you know, keeping you in the dark, and you've risen above that with this wonderful course, and now you are looking down on the possibilities coming in as a result of that. That's such a bright, sunny card. And then the next card that's coming in for you is the Strength card. And this is, you know, just the strength to follow your own convictions, follow the fun, follow the playfulness, and just keep yourself open. And as far as your home, every time you get into that bit of thinking that it hasn't happened yet, all you need to do is switch it around and say, oh, thank you, God and the angels, for working on that. I can't see it at the moment, but you can, and I know all prayers are answered. So thank you, and I'll put my emphasis on that which I can have fun and play in my new course, because it's accelerated, and I'm sure there's lots to do. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie.
Yes, it has. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Go on.
There was another place that I was looking at where it's not a lottery, and it was near. It was on like West 61st. And I was wondering if they like that as well, or if I should sort of just keep trying to think and wait and hope about the Stuyvesant Town one.
Well, no, they like that as well. Anytime where you feel inspired to take action forward and just make inquiries, do so. But for the most part, take your emphasis off that once you've made that connection and inquiry, and then allow for the miracles to happen. I'm going to the next caller, and I hope you have an absolutely beautiful day.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And thank you. Thank you for that confirmation, Stephanie. Yes, the Posse of Angels certainly loved your integrative nutrition course, and that fits you like a beautiful, comfortable coat. Let's go to our next caller, Sophia. Hello, you're in my area of the world in Santa Monica. How are you?
I am okay. I wanted to ask your advice today regarding some health issues I'm having, and just love in general, work. But I just wanted to see what the angels have to. What kind of guidance they have for me.
Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, what health issues are they, Sophia? Where in the body are they?
Recently I was diagnosed with high blood pressure.
Okay.
And they've been trying to figure out, regulate the medication. So
okay.
I guess the heart.
Okay. All right. So immediately, high blood pressure. High blood pressure always reminds me, and the Posse of Angels are showing me, like a pressure cooker. Okay. If everything is going peacefully in your life, if every your relationships, your career, you're being honoring and respectful to yourself, then your body is at rest emotionally. Then it's peaceful. If like a pressure cooker, you start to turn up the heat underneath that pressure cooker, and you perhaps are in relationships that you don't feel honored and respected. If you don't like the job position that you're in, if there are still unresolved issues from your childhood in which you perhaps don't feel worthy or deserving, you don't feel like you measure up, you feel like you can't communicate with people because you're not listened to or you're not heard, all of these things contribute to turning up that Bunsen burner underneath, or that flame, that heat underneath the pressure cooker, and then the pressure in that cooker becomes so big that the top seems to want to blow off or explode. So the first thing that the Posse of Angels want you to do is, because they never tell people what to do, but they suggest, they want you to look at your life from their perspective, from that higher perspective, and see where in your life that you don't feel perhaps listened to, you don't feel honored and respected. Do any areas come to mind when I speak about those things?
I know that I've been working really hard at self-employed, and I'm building my business, but I can't think of what it would be. Besides, I've just been working a lot and exhausting myself.
Okay.
Where would it be coming from? Tell them I'm sorry. I can't.
Okay. No. That's okay. And they. you just told them exactly what they needed to hear. If we had a machine and we ran that machine for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, if we didn't give it a rest, if we didn't give it time off, how well do you think that machine would work?
I think that's what's happening.
Okay. And then they have another question for you, lovely Sophia. And they want me to point this out to you. Do you know what Sophia means? Do you know what your name means?
Wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom.
Having the wisdom and then using it to fulfill your life with peace and ease and grace and love for yourself is two different things. Okay? So somebody can talk the talk, but you have not have to, but in order to live that peaceful life and balance, you have to walk the walk. In any given week, what would you do to give yourself emotional time to have fun and play? What do you do during the week? Are you coming up empty?
Question.
If you're coming up empty, it means that you've lost balance. You are in Santa Monica. I am going to give you such a gift. The gift, my beautiful, wise Sophia, is you've got homework. Take yourself, you're very close to Pacific Palisades. Now I can always tell, suggest to you to come to, for a session with me. You're right in my neighborhood, go on my website and look at the information about my services and everything. But I will give you the gift of telling you that, have you ever been to a place called Lake Shrine?
Yeah, I have, a long time ago.
A long time ago. One of my dear friends said to me, what are you doing on a specific day? And I said, I'm not doing anything on that day. And she said, good, I want to surprise you. She took me to Lake Shrine last week, and the colors of the new spring flowers with that waterfall into the lake, the swans, the ducks. For those that don't live in the Los Angeles area, please go on the internet and just Google images and type in Lake Shrine. It is just, as you know, Sophia, I'm not sure what time of the year you were there. The roses should be out in about another couple of weeks, if they're not out now already. Take yourself to Lake Shrine for no other purpose but to soak in the peace and the beauty there, because you are a miracle and you deserve peace in your life. Okay? So that's number one. They're saying, please visit Lake Shrine. Number two is that there's a little Sophia inside of you. There's a little Sophia that's inside of you, and she wants to play. And they're saying, We each need some form of creative expression that lets the little person inside of us have fun. So whether that's by singing or dancing or writing or artwork, playing a musical instrument, some people love gardening, a craft work. Do any of those resonate with you?
Maybe writing.
Okay. So with the writing, you can actually take a journal to Lake Shrine. Maybe you can make this a destination once a week and sit there and get your inspiration and open yourself up a wise channel to the divine and see what comes forth. And you will be surprised if you just start to balance out your life and to see the pressure that you've put yourself under, because pressure is all self-induced. It doesn't matter how much somebody tells you to work or what you have to produce or anything like that. It comes from inside of us, and we have the wherewithal and the free will to say, no, it's too much for my stress levels, it's too much, I'm feeling exhausted. And with your body feeling exhausted, that's just a sign for you that the pendulum has swung too far one way and you need to dial it back. And you really do need to dial it back. You know, if we don't take note of our body's wonderful that it sends us, you know, to dial back our workload and, you know, and take time to do things that are happy and fun. And I know you love to see your business growing and all of that. But if we do lose our balance, our body will tell us. And before it gets to the stage where you contract the emotional body to be so sad that the physical body starts to show even more symptoms of ill health, take the time out now to rectify this and go to Lake Shrine with your beautiful new journal and start to write in it,
I can figure this out, this health issue, and get off the medication, which is...
Well, once you... Okay, I am not a doctor, so I don't diagnose and I don't advise.
Yeah.
But I certainly can tell you that by bringing more peace into your life, by bringing more fun into your life, and by playing more and dialing that exhaustive energy back in, making it more balanced, then you won't feel as much pressure inside. And then you and your doctor can decide on whether to dial back the medication or get off of it completely. But, you know, the reason that you're on it is because there's been a buildup of this exhaustive pressure, you know, and I don't know how long that's been going on for, but I certainly can tell you with owning my own business that once you're a business owner, you know, you are the only thing that's going to keep generating, you know, the business growing, mm-hmm. you know, it going forward and all of that. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our very wise Sophia. And she's very mm-hmm. wise because she's going to take the posse of angels, a suggestion to Lake Shrine.
And to, yeah, I will.
And okay. First card that you get is the Six of Pentacles. And this card is, the Six is always about balance and harmony. Sixes come as a result of, sixes come after fives. Fives are always about challenges, about, things that we might feel are not going right in our life, you know, and some of the times is our health issues. But now that you've gotten a six, you're going to find your way to bring the balance back and to feel more rich, more healthy, more abundant inside. Certainly, when you sit amongst those flowers at Lake Shrine, my dear, you are going to feel fine. I want you to, the Posse of Angels are saying, actually, they want you to close your eyes when you're there. First, take in the feast, this beautiful, abundant spread of flowers. Then they want you to close your eyes and imagine that you are the flower, because you are. You are every bit as gorgeous and beautiful as that flower. Okay, so the feeling of abundance will be coming back. That's great confirmation of where you're going. The next card that's coming out for you is the Page of Pentacles. Okay, so far you have two pentacles there. And then once you're opening yourself up to feeling this abundance, then messages around money, around abundance of health. They're saying money, yes, but in this case, it's feeling abundantly healthy. Your health will start to return. And then the third card for you is the King of Wands. And this is your business is going to really start taking off. It's new opportunities are going to start to come in for you. And I've had many clients throughout the years, Sophia, say to me, well, how is that going to happen if I take time off from my business? You know, I've had many people that work 7 days a week, and they said, yes. How is that going to happen?
I do. I work 6 days.
Okay. How is that going to happen if I take time off my business, if I take a day off or whatever, and just devote that to my peace and my, you know, peace of mind and doing something emotionally that nurtures me? I said, because what you create in your reality is only created by the energy that you have in your heart, the energy that you have within you. So on that day off, you will feel more more in tune, you'll feel more peaceful, you'll feel, you know, and especially before you go to Lake Shrine, you set the intention, please show me the miracles, please show me the magic, and let my eyes be open to see it. So you won't wander into, I should be attending to my business, I should be doing this, which finding miracles and the magic in the present moment, which the angels will send you signs for, that will keep you in the present moment and not thinking, be attending to work, or you should be doing anything. So I really hope that's been helpful for you, Sophia. All you need to do is find the balance again. You've just decided to work that machine too hard. And now if, like, you know, you work a machine too hard, maybe it starts to spark. Maybe it starts to, you know, not work as well. And they're just saying to dial it back in the beautiful area of Lake Shrine. So I certainly hope that's been helpful for you today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. You look after yourself. Take care, sweetie.
I will. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller with only about 3 or 4 minutes to go. We've got John from North Carolina. Hi, John. How are you today?
Hi. I'm well, thank you.
Good. What's your question?
Actually, I'm just kind of here for a general, if I could.
Okay. General reading, which is good. I've got 2 minutes left. So let's see what cards come out for our lovely John in North Carolina. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Okay. First card for you is the Two of Pentacles. Okay. The Posse of Angels are saying that there has been what feels like an imbalance in money, an imbalance in your financial situation, and they're saying that things have been rocky up until now, and they're saying with this spring equinox, with new opportunities coming in, That things will change for you. They're saying the more that you can be grateful and appreciative for what you have now and say, thank you for this and thank you for so much more. And I know you're working on it. And they want you to know that it has been, they have seen that very rough ride that you've been on, but they are also commending you for staying positive. The next card is also a Pentacles card. This is the Four of Pentacles. They're saying, don't hold on so tight to expectations and attachments and to how it's supposed to come in or when it's supposed to come in. Get that feeling back of I am a miracle and everything that I put my focus on will show up, but I have to take my attachment and my expectation off of that. And the next card that is coming for you is the Hermit card. And the Hermit card is that inner knowledge that you know that you're divine, you know that you're taken care of, and that will everything that will happen in divine timing. So it certainly portends this new beginning happening where the road won't be as rough for you financially, but certainly they want you to not hold on so tight, to let go of those expectations and that attachment and stay positive and know that you are truly blessed. I really have to go. Thank you so much for calling in, John.
Thank you.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
And blessings.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers and listeners for tuning into the program. And thank you to those who are listening to the archive shows on the Transformation Talk Radio site. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And to order copies of my books, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, please, everyone, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and, as always, angel blessings. And I'll speak with you again next week. Bye. Thank you.